ESPN's Turon Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week here on Robbie and Rex Road. Time to welcome in our friend Turon Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD, to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. TD, good morning. How are we doing?
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
Not a lot, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, TD, obviously a lot going on with the Titans heading into this game. I want to start on this front with you because we were discussing the defense earlier this hour. From your vantage point, with the players that we know they have, especially up front, why do you think the Titans have struggled as often as they have this year against the run? We're used to this being one of the best run defenses in the NFL. Why do you think they've not been able to defend the run as well so far this season?
I think the main thing is the explosive runs they're allowing, right? You look, they've been for different reasons. You have sometimes the linebackers have the guards get up on them and they get moved out of the way. Other times you'll have one of the guys up front maybe shoot the wrong gap or he gets moved. And then you have sometimes they don't set the edge and there's an outside run. So, you know, every time you ask about the run game, you know, they say, you know, we have to set the edge, create a warm, a wall and swarm to the ball carrier. And that's basically what they have to do. And one of those three don't happen at times and that results in a big play. And I think that's really the main thing. It's kind of different. And Shane Bowen alluded to it yesterday when he pointed to the five carries for 84 yards. And I'm not saying remove those. What I'm saying is look at those, and that's where the bulk of it happens. So it's not like, you know, they're going like 30 carries for, you know, 170 yards. A lot of it is in explosive plays, and they have to find a way to stop those from happening.
Yeah, so, and of course, there's different things. It seems to me, TD, like if you win up front across the board, you know, like consistently, you can minimize some of those errors, right? Like,
yeah.
doesn't it still kind of start there? I say that, and I think last game there was some linebacker mistakes, but like, if you're not winning up front, doesn't that make it more likely that then the second and third level there was maybe going to be some mistakes, maybe guys getting out of position or whatever? Like, it starts there.
Yeah, I think, I mean, and that's the create the wall part of it. I think that's really the main thing. And what I'm not seeing as much is you look, over that stretch where they were, before they started to leak in the rushing defense, you know, you would have Tyre Tarte was getting in the backfield and making plays, right? Whether he's tackling the running back or making him have to redirect and he slows down so somebody else could come and get him. So they need more of that quick penetration into the backfield to get those negative rushing plays. And I think that'll help. And you're right, they got to win up front. And like I said, that's creating the wall.
TD, what did you make of the Ryan Tannehill press conference the other day? His response, kind of his demeanor there. And what do you think the future in this league looks like for Tannehill at this point?
Yeah, I mean, you could obviously tell he was disappointed, right, and bothered that he lost the position, and he wants to play football, you know, and I think it's pretty clear. Unfortunately, he's not – you could tell he's still not 100% back. In fact, he didn't practice yesterday, so you have that. And I just think, you know, it's one of those things where it's what goes around comes around, right? Remember, he got his job – by taking over from Mariota. And I think, you know, the future for him, I still believe he's a starting quarterback. I mean, you look at places like the Raiders, like the Falcons. I mean, I think he could definitely go to either of those teams and start. So it's just going to be a matter of matching up to the right destination, you know, and I think Atlanta would probably be the best spot for him.
So now it's Levis here in charge, TD. I think, you know, two really good performances overall in my mind. Not perfect, but very encouraging. So what's realistic in terms of, like, what we can learn about Levis the rest of this year? You know, Treylon Burks isn't going to play, and I just don't know what he's going to do the rest of this season. I think it's an important rest of the season for him. We know Hopkins is terrific. There's limitations. You got the protection issues. What's the fair amount of I guess, evaluation that we can get from the rest of this season on Will Levis in terms of trying to figure out if he is, you know, a guy who can lead this team to championships someday?
Yeah, I think you could see a lot, honestly, and it's continuing to be excellent with the operation, continuing to be able to make checks at the line of scrimmage as a part of that operation. I think making steady improvement, that's what Charles London said that he wants to see, just continue to improve and get comfortable with what they do. And I think, you know, one of the improvements, and we talked with Tim Kelly about it yesterday, and the day before I talked with Levis about it. And that's, you know, obviously you are a very good deep ball thrower and continue to do that, because that's what makes you one of the you know, better young quarterbacks from that draft class. But also, you want to be able to be a little bit better in situational football, right? And come and down off of that deep throw sometimes and see open guys underneath, Kyle Phillips specifically, a couple plays, you know. And the thing that I like about him is he said that he isn't, because, you know, he was touted as a perfectionist that sometimes tried too hard in his relentless pursuit of perfection, you know, to use the Lexus commercial, you know, and he said that instead of getting super frustrated and saying, dang, I should have done this, I should have done that, after the play, he'll go back and look at it and bank it. So that way, the next time he's presented with that, he may end up taking his eyes somewhere else as opposed to where he went with the ball the first time. So I think for me, that shows advancement. It shows, you know, maturity and the willingness to get better.
TD, what do you make of this matchup for the Titans defense taking on Baker Mayfield, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and that offense?
Yeah, Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, that's the wrong tandem to want to go against when you don't have one of your starting corners. So, you know, Trey Avery, he had a tough couple of reps against the Steelers, but, you know, let's see if he can step up, you know, and they're probably going to have to help him out over there, you know, at times. Christian Fulton has had a really good three-game stretch, and that's really the matchup I'm going to be looking at, you know, when he's going against Mike Evans, because we know Christian Fulton, he likes to get his hands on the receivers, and Mike Evans is a physical receiver, so how much are they going to let them play? And that's something that Vrabel had touched on Wednesday. So I want to see how much physicality is going to be allowed there. Baker Mayfield, he's a guy who'll get rid of the ball quickly, so they definitely have to make sure they're getting their hands up to match with the quarterback, and it's going to be a tough situation getting to him because of how quick, you know, he gets rid of the ball. But, I mean, there's times where he moves around back there too, so they'll have opportunities to go at him and impact him and maybe get that turnover that they've been lacking.
TD, would you trade Mike Vrabel for 2 first-round picks?
you know, that's one of those things where I probably wouldn't, you know, because there's, to me, and we talked about this on the Power Hour yesterday, it's like you can't lose sight of how important the cook is, you know what I mean? And you could grab all the best, finest steaks and best ingredients, but if the chef, the cook, if he can't put it together right, it doesn't matter. And so for me, that's why I would probably keep Mike Vrabel, because I think he's a pretty good chef. And, you know, you just give him the ingredients, and usually, for the most part, the results follow.
TD, tell us what we got this week on Talking with TD.
Yeah, so we got Jenna Lane, ESPN NFL Nation Bucks reporter. We, you know, broke down this upcoming game. Run TMC with Chris Sanders. That's always an adventure. So we talked a little bit about the quarterback change and just this Bucks offense, and just, we just talked some shop, man. And then, you know, I opened up with a bit on Ryan Tannehill and Will Levis, and that's what we got.
Check it out, Talking with TD. You can search it on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. TD, thanks as always for being with us this morning. Have fun in Tampa this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, for sure. Appreciate you guys.
Absolutely. Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, our guest on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll take more of your thoughts on the Titans and the Bucks matchup. Also get to some breaking news in the college football world as well. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.